19. Don't all religions have the same fundamentals of love? I heard someone once say, a rose is a rose, and a rose by any other name is still a rose. To which I responded, not if you are selling an artificial rose and deceiving them that it is a rose. If it doesn't smell like a rose, feel like a rose, look like a rose, it is not a rose. The fundamentals of each religion are different. Let's explore atheism, Buddhism, Islam, and believers in Yeshua. The motivation of love is different, therefore the actions will depend on this. For example, an atheist's motive will be based on self-gratification in this life. Weed out the weak and strengthen the strong. A Buddhist's primary motive is to avoid suffering, therefore their love will be based on this. For example, see how they treat someone who is deformed or the orphans or sick people. The best Buddhist will look like Buddha, who spent much of his life avoiding suffering, including meditation as a means to escape life. A Muslim's primary motive is that their good outweighs their bad by following the Quran, which includes beating their wife if she doesn't obey Surah 434. The men are the maintainers of women because Allah has made some of them to excel others, and because they spend out of their property. The good women are therefore obedient, guarding the unseen as Allah has guarded, and those on whose part you fear desertion, admonish them, and leave them alone in the sleeping places and beat them. Then if they obey you, do not seek a way against them. Surely Allah is high, great. To hate Christians, Surah 2:190-192, and fight in the cause of Allah with those who fight with you, and do not exceed the limits. Surely Allah does not love those who exceed the limits. And kill them wherever you find them, and drive them out from where they drove you out, and persecution is severer than slaughter, and do not fight with them at the sacred mosque until they fight with you in it, but if they do fight you, then slay them. Such is the reward of the unbelievers. But if they desist, then surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. And fight with them until there is no persecution, and religion should be only for Allah, but if they desist, then there should be no hostility except against the oppressors. Even hating Christians and Jews is in the Quran, Surah 514 and 551, and the list goes on. The best a Muslim can be is like Muhammad, who spent much of his life killing those who didn't listen to him, had sex with his 9-year-old wife, and didn't go to heaven when he died, but went to a place of darkness. A Christian's primary motive is to share the good news that God loves all and has sent his Son to reconcile them to God. They know there is no other way but through Yeshua. While they do this, they sacrificially help those in need, defending the helpless and helping those who sometimes end up killing them. The best a Christian can be is like Yeshua, who gave his life freely to help people to God.